And now, the thrilling continuation of the SML podcast.
Fix this shit.
Fuck. Right?
You gotta punish the ones who do the right thing so that the idiots are all okay.
Don't give them ideas.
Oh, the idea's already been gifted. Well, until he gets here, what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm crunching.
And I'm pappying.
And this is...
I had my microphone on mute because I was crunching.
Just do it. Just do it. Just crunch.
Wasn't ready.
Do it. Give us the crunch.
You want the crunch?
You've wanted to do this.
Here's your crunch. I don't know how crunchy it's going to be, but...
I can hear it.
That's pretty.
Yeah.
So episode 174 of the SML podcast, and
I don't even know.
We are joined together on this day because shit kind of went crazy with Microsoft news today, and
Microsoft just dropped the mic.
Basically,
They're just like, yeah, you know what, all this nonsense of, not being able to play in the same networks, yeah, fuck that shit. We're good. We got this.
Yeah.
We're Microsoft.
Things went kind of crazy, and since our Thursday episode this week is looking to be a fuck-around style episode, I wanted to get some serious discussion on this out of the way today, because I think this is news that actually deserves to be discussed in like a serious as we get, at least, discussion forum. And the big news is that today on the Xbox Wire, news.xbox.com, the official news wire of all Xbox things, happy, wada, 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 Chris Charla, the head of the director of Idea Xbox, posted some updates about Idea Xbox and some news from GDC. And the big thing is cross-network play, which, with Potato jumping on my desk, is getting all noisy, and she's a retard. Anyway, it says, first, in addition to natively supporting cross-platform play between Xbox One and Windows 10 games that use Xbox Live, we're enabling developers to support cross-network play as well. I mean, we all expected Xbox One and Windows 10 games to play together. That is nothing new. This means players on Xbox One in Windows 10 using Xbox Live will be able to play with players on different online multiplayer networks, including PC and other consoles.
That's the key of that statement.
Which opens the door for PlayStation and Xbox cross-compatibility for online gameplay.
Now, here's the first big roadblock that we have to discuss first. Will Sony go for it?
Yeah, that's...
You know, whether or not they do, or even Nintendo, for that matter, Xbox has really made themselves look like the good guy by being the ones to say, hey, we're totally cool with it. Anyone wants to do it, just let us know. You know?
Yeah.
So... now you have Sony looking like the potential asshole. It's like, no, fuck you, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I can see this being like almost like the last deciding blow to kind of sway this newer or current generation of consoles back to Microsoft's favor. Mainly just because, like, I've been seeing a lot of people being disappointed about their PS4 purchases and being like, oh man, I don't know, I think I might have gotten an Xbox. And I think just having this alone would be one of those things that they could, you know, like you said, Xbox is being viewed as the good guys. Sony could be the assholes, and like, you know, it could be the final straw that makes everybody sell their PS4 and get an Xbox One.
Yeah, or, you know, slowly, or even down the road, be the deciding factor in their next generation pick. Like, you know, I'm happy right. with my PlayStation, but you know what? I'd rather go the other way. And I now have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fucking updates on our fourth person. Like, Skype has decided to break.
Well, no, I'm trying to dial him to add him.
All right, well, then stop.
Why? It's just a message popping up.
Yeah, with the sound effect that's distracting me from Chris's wonderful voice.
Oh, I don't get the notification when I'm in
a
call.
Yeah, that's all your own fault.
Yeah, but I'm the one who has to pay attention to it when we have real guests we're trying to get a hold of.
We don't need professionalism.
Well, Joe's like, oh, I don't even have the thing. I can't even see it when I'm recording. So I'm like, oh, hey, cool. Well, because the guy you're trying to dial just typed to us. So I kind of have to
there's
it
the
there.
Thing. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But I think, and like how I was saying before, you know, obviously the big one that everybody's going to talk about is Sony, but let's not forget Nintendo. Like, I don't know, with Nintendo's branch off into mobile stuff, they might be feeling a little bit more frisky about getting into different markets. Like, could there ever be, you know, down the road, like some Mario or Zelda games on a different console?
I wouldn't even say console, but if they actually opened their shit up to Steam, do you know how much money they make?
Oh my god. No. Oh my god, it'd be disgusting.
If they said we're gonna make it controller compatible and you can play the fucking Squid Game.
Like what? Octodad?
Octodad?
No, you're squids and you're shooting paint everywhere.
Oh, Splatoon.
Oh,
yeah. They said we will have controller support for Steam Splatoon.
Oh.
Double in sales immediately.
Oh yeah. Which is already
it's
like
not like Splatoon is having problems trying to get sales.
But I'm saying but
no,
I'm
but yeah, that's the thing. You take something market, that's already big
yeah.
and make it that much bigger.
The like, market share of Wii consoles in America is what we just spitball 1/10 the number of people who have fucking computers. Probably less than that.
Although Nintendo hasn't really gone on record with anything, this is all stemming from an Xbox announcement. So
the assumption is definitely Sony, you know, because most people don't really think of Nintendo as being too much on the crossplay or even online kind of games for the most part.
No, but like I said, this year Nintendo's going into doing like the mobile stuff, and mobile's not too far off from essentially just being a handheld PC. So if Nintendo starts going the route of branching into PC, whether it be through something like, I mean, I don't think they would do a Steam. They would probably have their own thing, kind of like how Origin is EA's thing. But I mean, device wise, you could potentially be getting legitimate first party content from Nintendo on a different device. And I think they could consider going down that route because Microsoft is taking the steps first to go, like, you know, to say, hey, you know, we're cool with it. I want to, you know, we want to work together with other people.
It's easiest for Microsoft to do this because Windows, obviously. But
sure.
The number of developers that we talk to that use similar engines, like how many of the guys just say, hey, yeah, we just use the Unity engine.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
And that goes for Sony and Microsoft products. So it's not a stretch to say that some of these games might be pretty easy to go crossplay.
Well, you know? Now networking is a completely different monster. Like ideally, the way that I was trying to think of it was, I mean, most people, they only have one internet service provider. You're on one primary network sending all of the information out. I don't see how it could be any different of the information that you would have to send that, or that a game would have to send its network for everything to run properly, where you couldn't unify it, where it would be across every single console.
Yeah, the only difficulty comes in the console's input out, you know, its specific input output.
Right.
Like, but the program of something. Could you imagine if they talked to each other for and worked together so that the next generation of consoles all spoke the same language in terms of online?
That'd be nuts.
Well, and again, that could start going down the route of like the Android market, because the Android market, everybody's still running Android iOS, but they're all different devices with different, you know what I mean?
Interfaces and everything, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, they're all running Android, and
they're all running the same. Yep.
They're all going to get no updates after 12 months.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm just, you know, you
yeah, and I'm
take some part. Yeah, take some parts from some things, but it's kind of hard to think that they wouldn't, you know, observe the way that kind of market is heading. And I mean, obviously, Nintendo is viewing the mobile market because now they're starting to put out apps, or at least develop them. I don't know when is the first one coming out this year.
Of what?
Is it out yet? The first Nintendo mobile app thing?
I think Miitomo or something like that is supposed to be out later this month in Japan. I honestly haven't followed the Nintendo mobile stuff that much because it's basically just Android and iOS, and I have a Windows phone.
Damn it.
Joe. Yeah, but you have an iPad.
I know.
You can get
I'm
it on
using
the
it for this show.
You don't use it for the show all the time.
I know. I might look into it. It's just, I don't know. I haven't paid attention to it much.
Anywho.
That's rare for you, Joe. Usually you know plenty of things about shit we don't care about.
Huh?
I care about it. Joe is my go-to source of information for pretty much like.
Yeah, and that's why I'm surprised he doesn't have this answer for us.
I don't know. I just miss the old Club Nintendo program and this whole new thing of like, oh, well, you use an app to gain point. I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah, but that's they're more or less equalizing themselves with the rest of the world at this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. Like Nintendo modernizing themselves up to the point where they would be, because let's be honest, Nintendo's pretty much been like. Step behind majority of the past what
ever
6 years at least. At
that's
least.
Being generous. That's
now, I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to be
very
nice.
Generous.
There was the surge with the Wii. That's I'll give them that. Yeah, I mean, like I feel like them kind of getting up to where we're supposed to be at. They'll start making a little bit more headroom. But Microsoft taking these steps is like, I think it's going to be one of the more influential things of the rest of the market. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously Microsoft, like if anybody was going to do it first, it was going to be Microsoft. Like,
just made sense.
Can anybody here name the three games released in America on the GameCube that were internet compatible?
I didn't know three games on the GameCube. I didn't know the GameCube was internet compatible.
I didn't know it was either.
Yes, the GameCube. Not only did it have a modem, it also had a broadband adapter, and three games were released in America that actually could connect to the internet to play.
All right. One of those three was not Time Splitters 2.
I don't know. Was it like it had to be something like super online heavy.
Phantasy Star Online Episode 1 and 2.
Okay, that makes sense.
Phantasy Star Online Episode 3 Card Revolution.
Okay, also makes sense. If it's fantasy, if they're all Phantasy Star games, then that makes sense.
And Phantasy Star Online Episode 1
well,
and 2
fucking,
plus.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure the only online game that I knew that existed back in the day was Phantasy Star.
That's because Phantasy Star Online was in the fucking title.
It was it was in the name. Like
yeah. Although believe it or not, there was another game that was internet compatible. It was just never released in America. It was called Homeland.
Phantasy Star Free.
Go figure. I mean, like, but I mean, let's be honest here. I think that the thing that would be really, really cool is, you know, the the idea of consoles being more about development of hardware as opposed to having to worry about like different operating systems and stuff like that, because then you could be seeing more of the price point that you're putting into it being given and to the leads of the hardware development as opposed to software, and it's and that could primarily be because all the developers would be essentially just making the same game, like regardless of the platform.
Yeah,
and I think it's I honestly think this would be a good move on Sony's part to play along, simply because there could be a lot of fun that would encourage people to get games in both platforms. Like like let's just say for example, Chris's favorite sport,
Diablo.
I'm talking about an actual the almost sports game that, you know, came out on Xbox and didn't sell at all, you know.
Well, the Rocket League is the first title.
It was me being sarcastic, so you couldn't see my air quotes.
Well, it's official that Rocket League is going to be the first game to take advantage of cross-network play.
And what I'm saying is it's in Sony's best interest to support it, because you could do some really fun shit. You could do, like, tournaments. PlayStation versus Xbox tournaments. Or even a three-way round robin with PC players. And you could jokingly declare the winning team of that tournament, you know, the best console.
Like, could you seriously imagine if, like, the new Mortal Kombat came out and it had, instead of online, how they have the faction wars with the five different factions in the game, like White Lotus,
PC
the, whatever
and,
else. If it was actually Xbox, PlayStation, potentially Nintendo with the NX,
you know,
PC, but then Warner Brothers would have to give a shit about PC gamers and not fuck them over all the time. But
yeah, right.
I think the
implementation of this can be huge. It could be absolutely huge. But again, and we do have to stress this again, it absolutely comes down to the developers.
Yeah, Microsoft has stated this is 100% up to developers. So, however,
I think that it would just be, it would make sense to make your game cross-network compatible, considering it's more likely for your game to sell, because it doesn't matter what system you're getting it on, you're going to be able to play it with your friend. So I think most people would buy certain games on that basis alone.
Yeah.
It would be, and I have coworkers and friends who only had the money for one console and they went PlayStation. But we have some games in common. And again, that would just be fun as hell to be able to hop on and actually be like, all right, man, you know, what server are you on? Or however it's going to work. Because obviously there's going to be some issues with, like, a friends list or getting people to join. And we might not see that for years. We might just go into a game, search for games, and then be joined with someone on PC or someone on PlayStation.
Yeah, right. If anything, I can't see cross-platform friendless being a thing. I could see random gameplay.
Yeah. You
won't be able to make a game night.
In the future, it may be something that they can do, like with the next generation of consoles.
Might be something that is a bit too much to ask for. It's possible on a game level.
Oh, nothing is too much to ask for. It might be too much to expect.
Right. Right. I can tell you without a doubt, you take franchises like a Battlefield or a Call of Duty or something like that, they already have those like battle tag profile-esque type of things, so that I don't see why you wouldn't be able to share, even with Rockstar Social Club.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what platform you're on, it'll still track like your member info.
Diablo 3, like if you bought the original Diablo 3 on Xbox 360 and you wanted to get Reaper of Souls on the PS4, you were able to upload your character and import it into the PS4 version of the game because of what Blizzard had on their end.
Right. So it is absolutely
Blizzard
dependent
is ahead
on
of the times though. Like they know how to do things correctly.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give them credit for that.
They don't fuck around. People can bitch and moan about little nuances with Blizzard all they want, but Blizzard, as it comes to a company, they fucking have it down perfect.
Yeah.
Like, I have been disappointed with, like, obviously I was slightly disappointed with Diablo 3, but I think with what they were given and what was available at the time, I was content. They did make good on what they had to do to fix it. So I think overall Blizzard as a company, I'm a fan. And again, I think it comes down to, I think the other thing that we need to talk about is the first game being Rocket League. Like, I know that Rocket League has this like huge cult like following, and obviously we all enjoy it. But how big is Psyonix as a team? Like, how, like,
I don't know.
I
don't know how many people are at Psyonix.
But they're a smaller-ish company? Yeah. Is that fair to say? Okay. So a smaller-ish company like Psyonix is going to be able to have this working. So I don't see why it would be that much of a difference to expect it from other companies. You know what I mean? Like, if they only have so much power, like so much staffing to try and figure all this stuff out, and they can do it.
All right, Psyonix has 22 people in their team photo.
Shit, man! Like, if a team that small can figure it out.
Yeah, in comparison,
I counted 32.
Oh, maybe it was 32, and I just fucking forgot between counting and opening my mouth. But anyhow, where as opposed to Blizzard, who has like 2,000 or 4,000, something like that, people working. Now, again, you know, you've got IT and this and that and the other thing, because they're a full business that needs HR and all of that. But still, that's, yeah, you know.
But you take it to the scope of the companies like your Ubisofts and your Activisions and all that kind of stuff. There's no, like,
THQ?
To me, it would be no God damn it. it would be, like, to me, I feel like they would have no excuse. It's like, yo, these guys over here with like 20, 30 people can figure this shit out. Don't give me the nonsense that you're just too lazy to do it. Like,
I don't think it was an issue of figuring it out. I think it was an issue of allowing it to happen, because they already have PC and PS4 crossplay in Rocket League. And there was talk that if anything, Xbox would have Xbox and Windows 10 crossplay. And apparently the whole kerfuffle for years has been on Microsoft's side, where Microsoft won't allow it. And everyone praised Sony for being like, oh, yeah, they'll allow it. See, they're already playing with PC. But no one from Sony ever came out and said, we will absolutely allow our stuff to play with Xbox. They just said they were good playing with PC. Yeah. So we really don't know if Sony is on the same level of, yeah, we don't care who you play with, let's have everybody get together and have a big old Rocket League orgy party with every platform, port it to Virtual Boy and N-Gage, and make them online, and let's all play together.
I think at this point, Microsoft is finally kind of realizing, like you said, maybe Sony's been of that mindset for years, and they just never bothered to, you know, say anything out loud. But I think Microsoft has finally realized that sales are sales, and at this point, it's not going to lose them sales to open up crossplay. You know,
it would only really gain them
any money. Yeah, and I think maybe some of that was some of their concern, which doesn't make sense to me about saying no, we won't crossplay Windows with PlayStation. It's like, but that means people might buy your game on Windows to play it on PlayStation. Like,
yeah, because they have friends on another console that like.
There's actually two big examples that come to mind, and these were used in arguments that I saw today of why Sony is better than Microsoft up until this news, and that is War Thunder and Final Fantasy XIV being playable on the PS4 and crossplay with the PC, and everyone is saying that Sony is better because they allow crossplay and Microsoft won't. But Sony allowed crossplay with the PC. There was never any talk of allowing it with Xbox, and we don't know their official stance on that, which is why it's interesting to see this news come out and Microsoft explicitly say that they are cool with crossplay with other consoles. They didn't say, hey, call up Sony, let's get these Xbox and PlayStation parties going. They just, you know, generically said other consoles and PC services, clearly implying PlayStation, Nintendo, Steam. But everyone was like, the big test is going to be if we can finally see Final Fantasy 14 come to the Xbox One, which I would buy it again.
with Sony, you know, having two examples of games that were crossplay. One was it the developers that pushed for it, and Sony just said, "All right." Did Sony just not give a shit, or were they actively supporting it? That's three very different stances.
It's that they, from what I know, Sony actively supports crossplay with the PC.
Okay. So, and that, honestly, I'd say that's good. And now I'm looking at it from the lens of Microsoft just finally catching up.
Yeah, but
Microsoft took that step ahead by making the announcement. And that's just clever marketing. Because in 10 years, people might not even realize, you know, that, well, Sony technically really did it first because Microsoft did the smart thing and backed it vocally.
Well, technically, PlayStation did do it first with Final Fantasy XI on the PS2 and the PC. But Xbox went a step ahead and really completed it by allowing Final Fantasy XI on the Xbox 360, which at that time was the only game pretty much ever that you could play Xbox, PlayStation, and PC all together. And even initial early system models of the PS3 that were full compatible with PS2 games could play Final Fantasy XI on it. So that is the only game up to this point in history, that Xbox 360, PS2, PS3, and PC gamers could all play together in one game. There were no separate servers. There were no separate areas. I played in guilds and in parties, and we would routinely ask, what platform are you on? And when somebody said, oh, I'm on PS2, you were just kind of like, oh, that's adorable. Because, like, the PS2 version was kind of dog shit compared to the others. But
But Xbox has been pushing their crossplay for months now. I mean, they've made no bones about it. They've put out comments last year about working on, you know, PC.
It was the Killer Instinct.
It wasn't
when they
PC. It was Windows 10.
Windows.
It was very specific to Windows 10 only.
Yeah, but are you going to play Windows 10 games on your fucking iPad or on your
can.
But I'm saying, when you say Windows 10,
on your
10,
Surface
most
tablet,
people are,
yeah.
Yeah, most people are on a PC, which I also include is laptops, a desktop form.
Yeah, on Surface? You could do that shit on a
Surface. Surface is a very portable laptop, though, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, the Surface Book is the laptop version, but a Surface is just full-on tablet.
It's a tablet. Yeah.
It's apples and oranges.
Yeah,
I'm behind the times on that. Most tablets are underpowered as fuck compared to even a moderately priced laptop.
Yeah, I mean,
the
technically,
Surfaces are pretty beastly now.
Surfaces are higher powered, but they're also a little pricier than, you know, when I think tablet, I'm thinking like a $150 Nexus. I am not playing a Windows 10 game on a fucking $150 Nexus. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know if a Nexus has Windows 10 on it, does it?
No.
And again, this beats the fuck out of me, but I'm trying to explain my mental when I say PC.
Okay.
My mental state is very important.
Your mental state is long gone, but we technically, in a limited sense, already have our first Windows 10 Xbox One cross-compatible game, and that is our wonderful friends at iDarb. It's still in... I want to say closed beta testing, but I know Mike is very liberal with his game keys. So
yeah, because the more people testing, the quicker you find any issues.
Yeah, and he actually hooked us up with two. I'm not sure if the game that we already have allows us to play the PC version, or if we need these codes. I'm not sure if we should do a giveaway with these, or if we should just like test it ourselves. Ask Mike,
get a clarification.
Yeah, get a clarification first, because I already own it technically.
Yeah. Let me see what the message was, because I actually messaged him earlier to see if he wanted to be a part of this cross-platform conversation going on, but I know that that he is stupidly busy. He says, I can't, sorry, but here's two PC iDARB crossplay tokens. It could connect to Xbox players. Smiley face, giveaway, or whatever.
Well, or whatever.
So I'm going to talk with him and double check and see. I'll shoot him another message. And because I think it would be awesome for us to, like, if I fire it up on Xbox or Pappy fires it up on PC and we play against each other that way and actually try the crossplay for ourselves.
Oh, yeah, I would like to do that. I mean, I've got a beastly PC set up now, at least. So
I just would like to play you guys in IDAR.
And my system is significantly quieter ever since I took a vacuum to it.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Yeah, who knew living with five cats you might want to vacuum out your fucking computer?
Well, no, the actual inside wasn't bad. It was on the fans, which compressed air wasn't really doing anything with. But a fucking Dyson sucked those fuckers clean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, speaking of Dyson, you want to hear a really terrible joke?
Sure, why not?
When you clean a vacuum cleaner, that makes you a vacuum cleaner.
That's terrible.
I did say exactly what you were getting.
That's terrible. That was so terrible. I feel gross.
I don't even want to comment on that.
I feel disgusted.
But yeah, I am legit hoping that this leads to Final Fantasy 14 being announced for the Xbox One. And I don't know who this person on Reddit is, but I made a comment about it and they said it's already happening in June.
Is there a cat on your desk?
Yes.
You're purring.
Can you move the cat? It sounds like there's a Harley Davidson idling right next to your head.
I'm going to see if I can put the microphone on Potato.
Yeah, that's a loud-ass purr.
I literally couldn't pay attention to anything that you were saying.
Wow.
I think the mic actually picked it up, too. So,
I hope the mic picked it up.
Well, I had to put the mic directly on Potato. But yeah, apparently someone on Reddit, when I made a comment of, I hope this means that we could finally see Final Fantasy 14 on the Xbox One, they said it's coming already. And I was like, a link would be interesting to have this news. And he said, it's coming. You'll hear a lot more about it in June. So I don't know if this guy knows something that the rest of us don't. That's the glory of the internet, I guess.
You know how the internet works. Come on.
Everything is true until it's not.
Everything's true.
Yeah.
So we are living in an interesting time right now.
We are.
Obviously it's not going to be overnight. It's going to take a little while. But I feel, this is going to be my prediction. I'm going to throw a prediction out there. The next Call of Duty game is going to be the first like AAA title to have like cross play at launch.
See, I don't know if it, I think they need to go with some kind of game that doesn't have any form of timed exclusivity deal behind it.
I could see that. But who's to say that they're going to have any kind of timed exclusivity with the newer one?
Because that's the contract with Sony. It's the same as the contract was with Microsoft, where for all the years that Call of Duty was partnered up with Microsoft. The DLC was a month early on Xbox. Now it's a month early on PlayStation.
Well, right, but is that just for Black Ops 3, or is it just Call of Duty, period?
I think it's the franchise in general.
That's weird.
I think if we're going to see anything, I think we're going to see indies tested out more. I personally wouldn't be surprised to see maybe iDarb show up on the PS4 with cross-platform play.
I want to try and speculate. What do you think the first AAA game to utilize it will be?
Man.
If Ubisoft doesn't have any contracts, then I could see them taking the next Assassin's Creed next year.
Yeah, but now, nobody really cares about the Assassin's Creed multiplayer.
People who do play it enjoy it. You asked me what AAA title. You didn't ask me if anyone was going to give a fuck.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Okay.
Can you imagine if Tekken Cross Street Fighter was the first one?
Wait, is that like back on green light now?
I think it's always kind of been on the back burner, and because we will never apparently get Street Fighter V, Tekken Cross Street Fighter could bring a fighting game with Street Fighter characters to the Xbox and the PlayStation. And maybe cross-platform play. Then again, I think it would be nice if Sony and Capcom cut the bullshit and just released Street Fighter V on the Xbox.
I know, right? What the fuck?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but they're making too much money off of that exclusivity.
Like, I mean, I'm gonna get it on PC, so whatever. Like, I give a shit.
I don't know. I like how people shat all over Microsoft for the Tomb Raider exclusivity window of a year, but Sony gets Street Fighter forever, and everyone's
forever.
Like, oh, well, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
No, fuck you. That's how it is.
That pisses me off.
But who knows? There's we might see a Battlefield, or maybe Battlefront.
I would. Yeah, Battlefield would be fun.
I think Battlefield would be cool.
As long as I don't have to talk to anybody, because I can imagine there's going to be some fucking douchebags like, hey, what are you playing on? What's this to be playing on? Oh, you're fucking retarded, like just from day one.
Or let's look at something like maybe PlanetSide 2? H1Z1?
I'll be honest, though. I'll be completely honest.
Minecraft is going to be like the biggest one that people are going to lose their shit over.
I'm not sure I want to play a cross-play FPS with a PC guy.
No, I'm talking console.
No, console.
Just console to console, not all three.
Console to console.
Because I'm thinking all three. Like, if
we're talking all three, there's no fucking way that Call of Duty is going to be the first one. Fuck that.
No way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Though.
That's
like,
just
hey,
not fair.
I'm just going to log off now.
If it's going to be all three, I could see it being a fighter.
Yeah, yeah. Minecraft actually makes sense in terms of, because you're not doing high octane, ping doesn't matter too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's already on everything.
Yeah, it's already.
Could we see a shared Minecraft server between Xbox, PlayStation, PC, and Wii U?
Let's see, that's
wouldn't that be crazy?
That is one, though, you would want to have some way to find your friends. You know what I mean?
Minecraft, like, it's not how the game works. have you played Minecraft?
Yes. Yes, I played Minecraft. I built the thing. And
you
then I
built
unbuilt
a thing.
Well, I built the thing, and then the 10-year-old I was playing with set fire to the thing.
Nice.
So my house, R.I.P. Happy's house. 1 hour it lasted.
One whole hour. So anyway, there was more news to come out of Chris Charla's news post today. Next up is that they are going to be continuing the Xbox Game Preview Program. He says, we are really excited about the Game Preview Program, which we launched last year at E3. Many ID'd Xbox games such as Ark, The Long Dark, and Layers of Fear have participated in the program, and the success developers have had there is great to see. As a player, getting to play and offer feedback to an in-development game is a pretty cool experience, especially when you see a feature you requested make it into the game. Don't forget, we also saw Elite Dangerous on the game preview program. Sheltered, which is just releasing this week, is leaving the game preview program. And Prison Architect just joined the game preview program like 2-3 weeks ago. So it's cool that we're seeing more game preview stuff. And that's one little bonus that Xbox has over PlayStation, because they don't have any kind of preview program. Like a game like Sheltered or Layers of Fear, we got to experience months before the game's full release when it showed up on PlayStation. So I think it's cool to see that program continuing, and I'm excited to see what else comes to the program.
I agree. I think didn't they say they already had like a small list of some stuff, right? They had like, it was Cuphead in there?
That's not game preview.
Oh. I thought they were gonna do one for that.
No? No. That's just ID'd Xbox in general.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't know how I feel about the whole like game preview alpha kind of thing, because every single one that I've done, I mean, granted, the ones on Xbox are free, so I don't feel as bad
about
them.
They're not free. But they have a free trial. Big difference.
Sure.
You're
sure.
A free trial.
But you can, a lot of the ones that I've done like on PC with like early access and stuff like that, I felt like I got burnt out on them. Like I just like that. I got like scammed almost.
Yeah.
So I'm not really like, I'm not a huge supporter of a lot like kickstarting and doing a lot of that stuff anymore, because like,
yeah, I'm not a fan of kickstarting anything anymore.
Yeah.
See,
like,
I,
from now on, I will kickstart a cool piece of equipment. Like I kickstarted shoes that were awesome. You know, I kickstarted a wallet. I'll kickstart a belt.
A physical item.
Yeah. No more fucking media. No movie. Like I'm getting my Anomalisa digital copy of a movie in like 2 more fucking weeks. It's like, thanks for a fucking Oscar and then sending me my shit.
I think game preview is a lot better than Kickstarter, because game preview has been a lot more selective of what is available on there. And so far, they've all been established titles.
They've backed it and done all the work and gone, okay, this has to be something that will be able to become a release.
Yeah.
And that's a big difference from a Kickstarter, because too many Kickstarters are like, hey, here's our idea. We can't afford to do anything without your help. And then you've got your bullshit where, like, there was a comic book, from a bunch of creators that Kickstarted, and all the profits were supposed to go to victims of some event. And it ended up, they basically took the money and ran. So not only did you get vaporware out of the Kickstarter, but the motherfuckers stole the money that they promised was going to go to charity.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
I don't want to be a part.
They mentioned.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, I was going to move on the discussion, so I don't.
Go ahead.
They mentioned ID at Xbox on Windows 10. They mention how a number of ID at Xbox games have already released on Windows 10, including Oxenfree, Pinball FX2, Stealth Inc. 2, Fire Ung's Quest, which I am actually going to be reviewing on the show in an upcoming episode. And we'll see the first titles with crossplay between Xbox One and Windows coming soon. I like how this is part of the article. In fact, a little birdie told us that tweeting at iDarbGame might get you a token to test out crossplay as part of a soft launch now.
That's great.
They mention a looking ahead of some titles that are going to be coming to the ID at Xbox program. The lineup of indie games that will be coming to Xbox One this year is really amazing. Cuphead, Below, Inside, Superhot, We Happy Few, Worms WMD, and Pit People, just to name a few. Which,
new Worms game.
That lineup is fucking insane.
Right?
Like, Superhot looks insane. Cuphead looks incredible. Pit People.
Fantastic.
Pit People's a new game from the Behemoth, so that's guaranteed quality right there. He mentioned earlier in the article that when they started ID at Xbox, They start off by going out on a listening tour that seemed huge at the time, up more than 50 developers. But today, there's more than 1,400 studios creating games for Xbox and Windows 10 via IDEA Xbox. So 50 seems like a pretty small number. So it definitely seems like Xbox is working hard to bring indie developers back to Xbox. We are certainly doing our part on this show by telling everybody we interview to get their shit on the Xbox.
Very true.
Maybe we could just get ID at Xbox to become our sponsor.
Oh, God, that'd be amazing.
And we'll just interview your developers. You have enough of them to do one a week forever.
And then there is one other thing that was mentioned, which I'm kind of excited about. Microsoft's XNA programming framework, which was a big part of a lot of Xbox Live arcade titles, Xbox Live indie games were all built on the XNA framework. Rock Band Network was actually created with XNA. And it was never supported natively on Xbox One, but there's an open source solution called Monogame. This news is a little overdue, but we're stoked that Monogame support will be coming to the Xbox One soon, thanks to Tom Spillman and our friends at Sickhead Games. And we're really excited to be able to welcome Monogame with a bang, thanks to a partnership with another developer named Tom Happ. I met Tom at an indie dev event shortly after we confirmed that XNA was not natively supported on the Xbox One, and I remember being super bummed that his game was not going to be able to come to the Xbox One straight away. Stoked to announce that Tom's game Axiom Verge, which has gotten a lot of acclaim on Steam and PlayStation, is going to be one of the first games shipping on Xbox One using Monogame, and hopefully that's the first of many. I'm curious to see what this could mean for developers who were familiar with XNA and have never been able to move on to something like Unreal or Unity.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what that means for the potential of maybe Rock Band Network again down the road.
I kind of want to hit up the folks at Harmonix and see if they want to... chat about if that's something that could be a possibility, because I miss the fuck out of Rock Band Network.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, and that's an interesting thing too, because now someone like myself, I'm interested in the PC version of Rock Band, but that's also mainly just because of the support for MIDI instruments. Now, who's to say that maybe the things that they were doing to fix the adapter or to make it work could have been something with that framework. Maybe they can actually finally get the MIDI instruments to work with Rock Band.
I don't think that has anything to do with the instruments. I think that's more of a hardware thing. Because they've been very clear that wired USB instruments from the 360 can't and won't work on the Xbox One, mainly because of whatever issues Microsoft has with supporting the old stuff. And they just, like, they allowed the adapter to be made to support wireless instruments, but it doesn't look like there's anything sorted out that they're going to allow USB instruments, which I think is a bummer because so many people want to use their Ion kits in Rock Band 4. But who knows? Maybe Harmonix and Microsoft will work something out to allow it to happen.
This would be a very convoluted way of doing it, but couldn't you just use the Cronus Max?
I don't know.
Like, would you have to essentially just go from, like, you'd have to go from the Ion kit or, like, whatever MIDI adapter controller-y kind of thing, plug that into the Cronus, make the Cronus fake it out to make it think that it's an Xbox One controller, and then plug it in?
I don't fucking know. That's too complicated.
Step one,
for
just
me.
Buy a goddamn different guitar. You know, that's what that comes down to when you're going through that much trouble just to get it to work.
We're talking about a drum kit. Like a $300 drum kit.
Sorry.
Well, My drum kit.
I tried to pretend I knew what you were talking about, and I got called out.
Don't ever pretend, you stupid bitch.
My drum kit would be much, much, much more than that. and that's what I really want to get to work with Rock Band.
Well, you just have to learn how to like create your own everything.
I was able to use it on the 360. Well, so
the 360 was quite. To be honest, it's probably because the 360 was dumber.
Almost, probably.
I mean, like in that situation, it sounds like the Xbox One is just a little too smart, and it catches things that the 360 didn't catch, and just let shit flow through it. You know,
let the hate flow through.
The hate flow through you.
But
let the drums flow through you.
Yeah, I think this was a really good discussion, though. I'm glad that we did this. I was not ready for this at all.
I think this is definitely something that we needed to talk about it with a dedicated conversation instead of just squeezing in 10 minutes in between dick and fart jokes with Bob and Dave.
Yeah. Yeah. I really wanted to talk about this.
I would listen to that every week.
Dude, that's going to be Thursday.
No, I'm just saying, like, let's just get dick and fart jokes with Bob and Dave. Let's get them to do their own podcast. I would listen.
Oh, my God. Well, bring it up on Thursday when we talk to him.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll remember that. Yeah.
Okay. So Chris, are you going to be around for Thursday, or do you have shows to play?
I have a show Thursday.
So
Chris, you going to be around for MAGFest because an email went out?
I'm giving them the dates. I can't make any promises, but I'm going to give them the dates.
At least you're giving them 8.5 months in advance.
Yeah.
Not
only
8.5 months in advance.
Yeah.
And my birthday is at MAGFest this next year.
Yeah.
It's a little earlier, isn't it?
Yeah. It's back to what it usually is, January 5th through 8th.
Oh, that's not what it usually used to be.
Okay.
Well, let's bring it back to Halloween MAGFest. That was fun.
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
It was.
Not with this.
The one time it happened, it was amazing.
That would be amazing.
I'm glad I was able to hop on to do this in between fucking tests and posts and stuff.
Before we go, Chris, since you're not going to be here, what have you been playing?
Well, here's the interesting thing, and I really wish that I could just, like, postpone it for a week to tell you, because I was graciously gifted a copy of The Division, which I am going to be firing up as soon as I exit this call. So that's what I'm going to be playing for the next week.
Shame I'll never get to play with you.
Well, you never know.
True, true, very true.
You never know.
Very true.
And since I was gifted this copy, maybe I wouldn't feel as guilty about buying another copy. So it's like I'm only buying it once. But anyway, I'm going to be playing that, but I've been playing a lot of Hearthstone. Again, just because it's travel worthy. Been getting back on the Counter-Strike train. A lot of Counter-Strike. There is this really interesting thing that they ended up doing with their operations. Like, they're essentially, it's almost like kind of how they do their DLC of map packs, but it's like $5 or $6 or whatever. You buy a pass and it unlocks this like little campaign thing that you can do. There's two different ones. One of them is essentially just like a bunch of like mini achievements that give you extra XP and then possibilities of drops. And then the other one is kind of like a co-op horde mode esque type of thing. But you have to like fulfill certain obligations before you can pass the level. It's a lot of fun. It's really, really neat. I think it like adds a little bit of extra needed like variety to Counter-Strike, because it can get kind of like repetitive and boring and whatever. So I've been doing that. I'm playing a lot of Counter-Strike. Aside from that, Rock Band with you, though.
True. Oh, by the way, this week's DLC is a 3-pack of songs from the Cranberries.
Well, it's been an hour. I gotta go.
Okay.
All right. I guess we could wrap this up.
I have to stay on a schedule. I absolutely have to.
All right, hang up, Happy. Fuck you. We'll end this show without you.
I miss you. Bye-bye. Fuck off.
Zombie.
I would assume that would be one of them.
It is.
The other two?
Oh, fuck. Let me pull it up. I think Dreams is one of the other ones.
Okay.
And then, come on, load site. I can't remember.
Remember, he's had a third song, right?
Linger, but that's already in the game.
Oh.
That's been in the game. Ode to My Family.
Sure.
But hey, cranberries for St. Patty's Day works perfectly, especially because we finally get Zombie.
True.
I mean, don't forget, we got Linger back during the same exact week as two songs from The Zombies.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. So, two songs from The Zombies, and then the Cranberries with Linger.
Linger. That's like the best troll I've ever heard.
I know, but we're finally getting Zombie this week. I see that the sales, this week's deals with gold sales are live, something that might be interesting to you.
Is it Lords of the Fallen?
No, that's going to be one of the free games with gold. I'm talking deals with gold. Lords of the Fallen should be up tomorrow. If you can find the cord for it, Rocksmith 2014 is going to be $20.
Ooh.
1980.
Digitally?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I'll be getting
uppers,
that.
Trials Fusion. Zombie's going to be $10. A lot of good stuff, but... Yeah, I figure you'd be excited to hear about Rocksmith.
Yeah. I actually I had a copy set aside at the Wilkes-Barre store that I was going to get. But now I don't have to. I just need the cable.
Yeah, as long as you can find the cable, you're all good.
I mean, it's just, it's a quarter-inch USB.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you need a special kind of cord, but...
I'll look into it. I'm sure I can find one.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well,
that was a good show. I figure for music, this episode, you're here, so we'll just do some more Chronicles of Time.
Sure.
Since we've been playing a shitload of that. And I guess for everyone else, we'll see you on Rocket League or The Division, possibly both, because after cross-platform play, we now need cross-gameplay.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Rocket League versus The Division?
People would just be getting run over the whole time.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna be, man. I'm so excited to play The Division. So excited.
Yeah, I'm gonna go play that too. So, do you have any final words?
What a beautiful world we live in, where we can all just finally get along. Hopefully.
We'll be right back.